you can only improve what you measure. Otherwise, you're relying on gossip. This mechanism, this fact of using the data, the leadership measurement data, for people development and for people promotion decisions, is one of the key reasons why this company is so successful. Hello and welcome to the Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leading with impact. My name is Stefan and I am your podcast host. I spent more than 30 years in leadership roles. And here in the Lightwolf podcast, I'd like to share with you my most important learnings as a leader. Today, we are going to talk about an observation I make time and time again with a couple of our clients. One that has major impact. And it is all about no measure, no impact. No measure, no leadership. Why measuring leadership makes all the difference. And before we get even started, it's great to see how many of you are telling us about your challenges and your real needs in your leadership daily lives. We read every single message and we listen to you and we take your feedback very seriously. So therefore, please continue sending us what really bothers you in your role as a leader. One very quick and easy way to let us know is the answer to one simple question. Is leadership measured in your company? Yes or no? Please participate in this survey and I will report back on the learnings we make based on your feedback in one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. So let me repeat the question. Is leadership measured in your company? Yes or no? Please participate in the survey. Let me share with you a real case study from my own leadership experience. Back in 2017, we started working for a large international consumer goods company. The company has more than 30,000 employees. And at the beginning, we started with a major project. We developed more than 140 leaders all around the world over about a 2 year period. And we did so in a really structured way that started off well. First, at the beginning, we defined what good leadership should be all about in this company. We developed leadership in one sentence. We developed leadership principles. We developed simple, clear leadership behaviors with this customer in a very simple and, I would say, telling way, because we defined what it is not, so the kind of leadership that the leadership company didn't want to see anymore, and what is the new leadership behavior that's going to be expected, developed, and rewarded. After this first step, after defining leadership in the company, we then started training in two different rounds. And we repeatedly received excellent feedback, including feedback like, for example, this specific quote. Quote, I have already participated in 8 different leadership courses in our company. But this was by far the best one I've ever attended because it provided simple tips that I can implement immediately. And I also noticed that the trainers themselves are very experienced leaders. Unquote. One reason for this very positive feedback, and we are grateful to receive this, is that every leadership trainer in our company has at least 20 or more years of online leadership experience. So we are leadership practitioners. Another reason why this program at the time received so strong feedback in the trainings was that we co-produced, we co-designed, and we co-delivered the program with an excellent HR manager from the client. It was really a great experience and a wonderful professional experience to do this work, because we realized that these HR leaders were really taking the topic seriously. It mattered to them. They gave their all. They were involved with their heart, with their passion, with all their expertise. So we designed an excellent program and the participant feedback was telling. However, despite all the positive feedback, this HR manager resigned in frustration 2 years after the end of the program. Why? Because her own boss decided that despite clear arguments, despite all odds, that measuring this new leadership behavior was not a priority. It was not made a priority to measure what we had defined and what we had trained over such a long period of time. What a shame, what a waste, what a miss. So this frustrated HR manager who led the project, who co-designed the work with us, simply resigned. It's a real shame and a great loss for this company. So why is measuring leadership so important? Well, it's quite simple. You can only improve what you measure. Otherwise, you're relying on gossip, on just qualitative, simple, individual, fragmented, isolated observations. You can only improve what you measure. And that goes back to a wonderful quote. I like it a lot. A quote from an old management guru named Peter Drucker. He said a long time ago, quote, "You get what you measure," unquote. And I think he is so spot on right, because only measured impact can change anything. Only what you measure can have an impact. We in our leadership consultancy, when awarded work to help companies transform and significantly evolve leadership in a company, we use a very simple model of leadership transformation. It's like a car with four wheels. And those four wheels are role models, purpose, development, and consistency. What does that mean? When you want to evolve leadership, you first need to define it. You need to define role models in theory. So like a leadership model in one sentence, in a few principles, and in some behavior. And you need the living role models, the people, the leaders in the company, because their behavior is most definitive and most defining for leadership in the company. And these people are your direct boss, your line manager. Her or his behavior defines what good leadership is, and the behavior of top management, the general management, the board members. When you see them, then you think, okay, that's what's expected. So that's wheel number one, role models. Wheel number two is purpose, meaning. Even if I understand the new leadership principles, even if my own line manager behaves that way, I would like to understand why shifting to that new model is right for me. Why is it right? Explain to me why this is right for clients, for the company, and for me. Number three is development. Even if I understand the leadership principles, maybe I was even involved in designing them. Even if I understand the purpose and the reason why these new leadership principles are right for the company and for me, I now need development support. Yeah? I need a good training. I need a good coaching. I need a role and work that requires me to demonstrate these new leadership principles on the job. And on those three things, I would say most customers are quite active. It's the fourth wheel, where quite a number of clients, when we start talking with them, say, honestly, Stefan, on that fourth one, you know, on consistency and on measuring, we are not yet that good, which often is just coded language for saying we don't measure yet. There is no consistency yet. We just train, we talk, but there is no consequences yet. And that is not good enough. So how can you measure leadership in your company? Three tips for you today. First, define a leadership model. A good leadership model contains of one sentence. Leadership in one sentence. For me, good leadership means delivering consistently outstanding people growth and business growth by helping others do what's right. That's, to me, leadership in one sentence. This is not necessarily our recommendation to clients, because we think that our clients should develop that one sentence for themselves, and we are happy to support that. We are often invited to help clients develop their own one sentence of leadership. Mine is, as I said, ours as a company is consistently achieving extraordinary people and business growth by helping others do what's right. The second thing you need in this defined leadership model is a few strong leadership principles. For example, clarity, or appreciation, or accountability, or consistency. Which are those few leadership principles that are defining leadership in your company, or that you think should define leadership in your company if you don't have leadership principles yet? And once you've defined leadership principles, it's all about defining behavior according to those principles. What's the behavior you no longer want to see? And what's the leadership behavior you do want to see in your company? And then the last bit of recommendation number one, defining a leadership model, is top management and your general management and your leadership board needs to be a good example. They need to set a good example. They need to walk the talk. And they need to decide that they themselves will hold themselves accountable to that new model, and that they will measure themselves in terms of their behavior, just role modeling the defined behaviors. So this is tip number one, define a leadership model. Tip number two, especially when this is all new to your company, start small and start simple. For example, in year one, after defining your leadership principles, your leadership model, and your behaviors, start small, start qualitative. You may want to start just once a year, selecting 5 to 6 people, offering 360 feedback, and then just summarizing it in start, stop, and continue. Qualitative behavior. What is this leader supposed to start in terms of leadership behavior? What should she or he stop? And what should she or he continue to become an even stronger leader? Year one, qualitative. Year two, you started establishing, measuring leadership as a routine in your company. Get quantitative, at least for your top management. Measure leadership in real leadership assessments, full-fledged, data-based, maybe with 10 to 12 people around, 360-based, and with more consistency and more teeth and more depth in the leadership feedback. And then in year three, maybe you say all top managers and all middle managers, maybe all leaders, should receive quantitative feedback on their leadership. So that's tip number two, start small and start simple. And tip number three, use measurement for people development and people decisions. Yeah? Let me give you a personal example. When I studied, I did 7 different internships because I was a little nervous that I might lack practical experience. So 7 internships. In my 6th internship, which ended up to be my first employer, 5 minutes into this internship, I learned, wow, they take it serious. They take leading seriously. They take feedback seriously. Because 5 minutes into the internship, person who was managing me and supporting me said, Stefan, you could stop now with Mr. X and Mr. Müller. You know what? I'm Peter. I'm here to help you. And I'd like to make you aware. You will be with us for about 3 months in your internship. After those 3 months, you will probably make a decision whether you want to apply with us. And we will be going to make a decision on whether we make you an offer or not. And that will be significantly influenced by feedback, also by feedback on your leadership. So after 6 weeks, you will receive feedback on how well you're doing, on how well you're leading. And after 12 weeks, at the end of your internship, we will repeat this feedback. And by the way, after 6 and 12 weeks, you will also be expected to offer feedback upwards to me and to our manager. So feedback here works both ways, upwards and downwards. And I'm convinced that this mechanism of 360 feedback, this mechanism of measuring and rewarding and developing leadership, and to use the data also to improve people development and to inform people decisions who gets promoted and who doesn't. This mechanism, this fact of using the data, the leadership measurement data for people development and for people promotion decisions, is one of the key reasons why this company is so successful. The company is now serving 5 billion consumers as we speak. Yeah? So more than 5 billion people are using their products. And it's in year 188 of existence. So it's a really strong company. And I'm convinced that measuring leadership and using the measures for development and promotion decisions is one of the reasons why this company is so strong. By the way, do you have any questions about how good leadership can be measured? How good leadership can be implemented and defined in your company? Then please book an appointment with me via the link in the show notes. Let's talk for half an hour, just informally. Maybe I can share a tip with you that helps you move forward. So this brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, then please share it. Share it with your friends, with your network, and give us feedback. Leave us a quick star rating. It would help us a lot to understand how this works and what we can do to make this podcast work even better for you. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you here again in the Lightwolf podcast very soon, maybe already next week. Thank you, your Stefan.